Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your Stop Obsessive Thoughts hypnotic download from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Roger Elliott and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this download session, please make sure you're in a comfortable chair or lying down comfortably somewhere. Before you begin to relax to the sounds of my words, I'm just going to say a few words about the experience of obsessive thinking. Obsessive thoughts can be a real torment and can stop you focusing on enjoying life. It's natural for everyone to occasionally experience negative and troubling thoughts that seem to get stuck and go round and round. It's just the wheels of your mind getting stuck in a patch of mud and spinning uselessly. Sometimes they just need a helping hand to get them moving again out of the mud. Sometimes we may replay a situation or conversation over and over, or spoil time away from work when we could be relaxing by thinking about working. Like a hamster working hard on its wheel, running around and around and getting nowhere. We may obsess about something we feel we've done wrong, or perhaps over a relationship with someone. When such thoughts start to intrude into and disrupt your daily life, then you need to find a way to bring them in line. Unless these thoughts lead to practical solutions or refreshing and useful perspectives, they are worse than a waste of time. These thoughts are damaging because they increase your stress levels. It's going to really free you up and make life so much more productive, satisfying and relaxing when you can start to switch off troublesome thoughts. Interestingly, obsessive thinking is actually a useful tool. It's just being misapplied. We think obsessively when we have a real problem to solve. Why do we do this? Because repeated examination of something that is practically solvable may produce a solution. However, when we apply this particular problem-solving approach to an ambiguous situation or one that can't be immediately solved, we can become anxious when no result is forthcoming. And, in fact, it's not the thought that causes the problems, but the feelings you have in conjunction with the thoughts. When you learn to relax deeply while thinking or imagining the same thing, the obsessive element falls away. The key is to let go of trying to control everything. Some stuff in life is just not meant to be under your conscious control. Start to recognize instinctively that you may be able to influence rather than control events. Perfectionism is an imperfect way of approaching life, and obsessive thinking is often closely linked to it. You can select a worry time, maybe half an hour a day, which you set aside exclusively for worry thoughts. Only concentrate on worries during this time. If worries come to you unbidden at any other time, remind yourself that you don't need to do that any more that day, that you'll think about it at your allotted time. As you think about each worry during your worry time, imagine the very worst case scenario, then imagine the very best scenario, and then decide a compromise. What realistically is most likely to happen? And now I'd just like you to close your eyes and begin to relax. Perhaps you want to listen to my words or have your mind drift away onto something else, but as you begin to relax and feel more comfortable, I'd like you first of all just to notice your breathing, how it slows down slowly. And with each breath in and out, just begin to allow yourself to slow things down a little. And once you do that, you can take your attention to your hands and then quite quickly to your feet. That's it. And then quite quickly, again, to your back and notice how the muscles in the back feel. And then quite quickly to the top of your head and notice how that feels there. And then quite quickly to your finger, any finger on either hand, just noticing that there. And jumping your attention to another finger and noticing how that feels and how that feels different to the first finger. That's it. And then I'd like you to notice just how the wheels of your mind can slow down and relax. And then how the bigger body can relax as well. That's it, just starting from the top of your head, relaxing down over those shoulders, like warm water in a shower, just travelling down the arms, into the hands, to the tips of the fingers. Warmth gently relaxing and caressing every cell. That's it. And this relaxation passing down over that chest and towards the stomach, down the legs, down to the ankles and the toes. That's it. Until the whole body is beginning to feel more relaxed and comfortable. That's it. Now, I'd like you to imagine, just get a sensation or an idea of a path ahead of you stretching away. And you can begin your journey along that path, just taking one step after another in that direction. And with each step, just noticing the sensations in your feet, in your body as you move in the right direction. That's it. That's good. And be aware of the environment around you, whether it's in a forest or out in the open or on a beach. Anywhere that you allow yourself to relax in a very comfortable way. And as you come towards the end of the path, you can notice a doorway in front of you. Maybe a door of wood or maybe glass, and the beyond that doorway is a special place that you can enter. A place you may have been to before, or somewhere you'd really like to go, or somewhere from a fairy tale or totally imaginary. And as you draw nearer to that door, just notice how relaxed you can be on this journey. And as you enter through this door into your special place, a place where you feel relaxed, comfortable, safe, and confident. Just spending a few moments exploring this place for yourself. That's it. And you can wonder about and notice just what it is about this place that has this relaxing effect on you. That's it. What I'd like you to do is just to imagine that in front of you now is a really giant watch face. Are you able to watch this time as those hands move round the numbers? The hour hand, your minute hand, second hand. They can be helping hands as time begins passing in this special place of yours. And through the face of this watch, you can see the cogs and wheels behind, the workings of the watch, the wheels of time and thought. And notice how you can slow down those cogs, the thinking wheels of the watch. Just finding a small lever on the right-hand side of the watch and noticing that as you pull that lever, everything begins to slow right down. The cogs and the wheels reduce their speed, just as you can slow down and stop the thinking in your brain. and how easy it is just to pull that lever and slow down and stop the unwanted thinking in your mind. Just slow down those wheels of thought in your mind as you relax deeper. Everything beginning to slow down and calm down within your mind as deep relaxation and calm take hold within. Excellent. And as you relax even further in your mind, relaxing even deeper with those wheels slowing down, you can just bring together your thumb and first finger. And I don't know if it'll be that left hand that brings the thumb and finger together or the right hand, but you can just hold that thumb and finger together now, getting a body memory of those deep feelings of relaxation and calm as those wheels of your mind continue to slow down. And notice how aware of just how comfortable and easy this can be, just allowing your mind to rest easily. That's good. And on the count of three, just allow that thumb and finger to drift apart, knowing now that you can just bring that thumb and finger together whenever you need to. And one and two and three, just letting that finger and thumb just drift apart now. That's it. And while you continue to enjoy relaxing about everything in that special place, you can just notice that in that watch face, you can face yourself as you notice that you looking so calm and confident, thinking about those things that used to bother you with complete calm and true peace of mind. And you can take that true peace of mind that knows and understands everything you are learning now, and allow the you in the here and now to know how you're practicing your new thinking about these things while feeling totally relaxed and detached. That's good. And as you practice thinking about these types of thoughts, feeling extremely calm and relaxing about everything, you notice that you can bring that finger and thumb together to stop that lever of time, so everything slows down as you relax. And you can just quite deliberately redirect your attention to something else. That's it. And as you practice that again, just thinking about those thoughts of time slowing down, and just stopping that lever and redirecting your attention, you know you can continue to do this for the time you need, knowing that you are in control of the time in your mind, with your peace of mind. That's good. And I'd like you just to look at that watch face again and notice yourself in the future when those hands have really moved on. And today is a very long time ago. And the way you're now living your life and how productive and satisfying that life is. Just moving along and enjoying life more. And just take a few moments to really contemplate and consider what is the difference in the you that faces the future differently now. That's good. And as you watch, you know, you find you drift into that you in the future and really experience those feelings of comfort and calmness and knowing of how excellent your life is and the good and powerful changes you have made, bringing into balance the thoughts within your mind. Slowing time down when you need to. That's good. And you know you've learnt well today. At a very deep level. And when you hear the count of five, you can return back to the room feeling relaxed and comfortable and confident of the new time ahead. And one, and two, that's it, just becoming more aware of the sensations in your body. And three, and four, just noticing any sounds around you now. And five, coming right back to the room and opening your eyes. Good. And remember, the more you use this download, the more benefits you'll experience. Remember also to check out other useful associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Overcome Fear and Anxiety and Creative Problem Solving. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.